Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. We talk about the message entitled Walking in the Blessings of Abraham. Out of Genesis, the 12th chapter, praise God. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of this inspiring message, praise God. Amen. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. My beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, the Lord bless Sister Velvet and I with a Holy Ghost filled ministry where we can go into the jail and prisons to bring the gospel to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. We know the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons, so we're here on radio ministering until we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to do what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Amen. But we hear on radio preaching the gospel. Praise the Lord. I know this year, 2020, has been a change year. And a lot of events has taken place this year. Praise God. But we need to know. We need to know God is still on the throne.
Amen.
God is still in control. People are going to understand God got somebody that's living holy. Not everybody is a crook. Not everybody is a sinner. The Lord got somebody that's living to please Him. Jesus come to save people from their sins. Not in sin, but from sin. Praise the Lord. When the Lord save you, there are certain things a child of God do not do. Because the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost preserves you and keep you. So you can be saved. Praise the Lord. What's hurting our society are false prophets, false teachers, hypocrites in the church. Then you got bad examples in the sports world, bad examples in the police officers, bad examples, school teachers caught being a child molester. Preachers caught being a child molester. Molesting kids in the Boy Scouts. Molesting little girls. Family members. Molesting one of little children. All of that is results of sin. We need to understand. When people do evil things, the devil is behind. The world thinks it's a sickness, but it's the devil that's behind it. Jesus come to take that thing out so you won't molest them kids. You will not commit adultery. You will not fornicate. Praise the Lord. Amen. So many marriages on the verge of divorcing. But when Jesus come in, He will take that divorce spirit out. Fix it so husband can love his wife. Wife can love the husband. Have a wonderful marriage. Because Jesus brings peace in a relationship. Praise God. The world promotes common law marriage. It's all right to shack up. I got news to let you know. Living in sin, you will go to hell living in sin, like somebody drinking alcohol. God don't like people that shacking up. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus come to save people from their sins. You got to understand that. Amen. When the Lord save you, you can be a good example. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't like when police officers abuse their authority, try to punish people for their wrong. The job of the police officer is not to punish. The job of the police officer is to enforce law and order. Arrest those that are guilty, that are committing crimes. The judges, their job is to issue punishments. That's the job. Praise God. Lawyers need to be honest. Stop lying, putting out these people to commit more crime. Amen. You see, lawyers letting these people go. They get out there, commit murder, commit more crime. That's not good. You hear me? Praise God. But people need to stand for what is right. Glory to God. Do what is right. If a person got a devil in them, they need to be locked up. Praise God. Amen. If they're doing wrong, they need to be locked up. Why let's lie in court? Let them go. To go out there and destroy somebody's life. Kill somebody. That's not right. You hear me? Praise God. And like I said earlier broadcast, that senseless killing of George Floyd was not right. And there are people took things to the extreme. Not all police officers are bad. Police officers supposed to be there, do their job to protect the community. That's the job of the police. Praise God. Don't put all the bad apples in the same basket. All apples in the same basket. Praise God. Take the bad apples out. There are good apples in there. Amen. Lawyers need to do what is right. Stop playing games. Trying to gain money. Letting criminals get out there, commit more crime. Amen. That's not right. And God gonna whip those lawyers. Amen. That's doing such mess. Praise God. Because that's wicked in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. The love of money is the root of all evil. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. People need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. We need to lift up Jesus. Praise God. Do what is right in the eyes of God. Live right. Praise the Lord. Do right in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, Velvet, what did Genesis 18 and 1 say? Genesis 18 and 1.
And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you your hearts, after that you shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said.
Now, Abraham loved the Lord. He showed hospitality. He had a good heart. God wants us to have a good heart. Amen. You can receive the blessings of God from a good heart. Being honest. Amen. When you receive that good word of God in a good heart, you can serve God with a true and honest heart. Love the Lord. Keep his commandments. Serve the Lord with all your might, your heart, your soul. Amen. Do righteous deeds. Praise God. All of that show you got a good heart. Now, Abraham showed he had a good heart by showing hospitality to them three men. Praise the Lord. And all they were accepted by God. What is that?
And Abraham hastened unto the tent and to Sarah and said, make ready quick three measures of fine meal, kneel it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender, good, and gave it to a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under a tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee, according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah hid it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, and my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I shall of a surety bear a child which am old. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Now God was letting Abraham know God can do the impossible. I preach what God can do. Not what man said, but what God can do. Let you know God can do what man said is impossible. Praise the Lord. The Lord can save you. Yes, sir. Take sin out of you. Yes, man said can't be done. But God can do the impossible. Take the every bit, that Adam nature of sin out. So you can live right. Glory to God. Take it out. Praise the Lord. Man say can't be done. But is anything too hard for God? How the Lord can wash you in the blood. Take that sinful nature out. Place in you a brand new nature. Nature of Christ that don't want to sin. Is that too hard for God? No. Jesus will, blood will take that out of nature of sin out. The reason why people sin is because that out of nature is still in the heart. But Jesus come to root it out. Praise the Lord. Place in you a brand new nature. Nature of Christ that do not want to sin. Praise the Lord. Get you ready for heaven. Now, Sarah was old. Abraham was old. Man said they were beyond age. It's impossible for them to have a child. But God said, yes, they can. You see, God's way is higher than man's way. That's the reason why I preach the Holy Ghost. I preach miracles, praise God. God can go beyond what the doctor said. God can go beyond what the surgeon said. The Lord can blow the minds of doctors, can blow the minds of surgeons. The Lord can heal. The Lord can deliver. Amen. Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary. Yes, it is. By the stripes of Jesus, we can be healed of high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, cancer, rheumatism, you name it. Jesus will cure you. He will heal you. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. It's not what man said. It's what God said. Praise the Lord. That's why I preach it here on radio. I'm on the internet blasting it. Let you know I preach what comes from heaven. Praise the Lord. We don't have to be weak. Weak Christians. Look at that man. Praise God. Man make you weak. But Jesus wants you to be strong. The power of God will knock the devil down and place him where he belongs. That is under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Now Sarah, she laughed like people laugh now. Because all they know is natural. Praise God. They laugh. All they know is natural. Praise the Lord. But I'm talking about what comes from heaven. I'm not talking natural. I'm talking about what comes from heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Abraham believed God. God is up in heaven. Praise God. Amen. He got life. Ain't no death with God. Man knows what goes on down here. He knows people die. And the body goes in the grave. That's what man knows. Praise God. But God knows you can live and not die. Jesus come to give you hope. Praise the Lord. Let you know you can live. You ain't got to be living your life in sin. Fussing. Cursing. Lying. Stealing. Robbing. Shooting with guns and things. Stabbing people with knives. You don't have to do that. But Jesus come to give you peace, satisfy you, give you joy on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus come to make your life brand new. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's the power of the blood of Jesus. Praise God. How the Lord come to save you from your sin. Take you out them clubs. Yes, sir. Get you off the dance floor. Put you on the sanctified Holy Ghost floor where you can shout and give God the praise by the power of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Sarah laughed, the laugh of unbelief. God heard it. Praise God. God said, you laughed, but God is going to have the last laugh. People can laugh at this. Don't understand what I preach. To understand how can a man or woman live free from sin in a sinful world? All this evil out here. How can it be? Praise God. Laugh. Thinking that you got to sin all your days. Laugh like this is 2020. Everybody's shacking up. Lying devil. Everybody not shacking up. Because I'm not shacking up. You hear me? Praise God. Hallelujah. I never shacked up. Glory to God. Lord, save me. When I was 13 years old, praise God, sanctified me, filled with the Holy Ghost, age of 14, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. I got married, you hear me? Praise the Lord. I never shacked up, glory to God. Amen. And young people, you ain't got to shack up now, praise God. You ain't got to fornicate, glory to God. Amen, praise the Lord. You can live right, be ready when Jesus comes. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Sarah laughed. God said, you laughed. Sarah tried to say, yeah, no, I didn't. Oh, yes, you did. And because you laughed, you're going to name that child Isaac, which is laughter. Praise God. God has the last laugh. Let you know, this is real what I preach. God laughed. Let you know he's real. The Lord can heal. Oh, yes, sir. He can blow the doctor's mind. I'm telling you, glory to God. He can blow the surgeon's mind. Praise God. God can work a miracle in your life. Oh, yes, sir. Praise our God. Because there's power. I said power in the name of every name. The name of Jesus. In that name, blind eyes pop open.
In that name, deaf ears unstop. In that name, the lame can walk and leap for joy. Praise God. There's power in that name. People, get out of wheelchairs. Get off crutches. In the name, above every name, that is the name of Jesus. Praise God. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Miracles take place. People, get off of that. Heroin. Get off marijuana. Get off cocaine, crack. He'll get that fighting demon out you. Praise God. Get that cursing demon out you. Glory to God. Cast that homosexual demon out. That lesbian demon out. I'm telling you, Jesus will destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Let's hear her, Helen Bella, sing that song. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Because it's time to lift up Jesus. You heard me? It's time to lift up Jesus. Glory to God. It's time to lift up Jesus.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Muhammad didn't have it, Buddha couldn't do it though. I've got joy in my heart. I want the whole world to know that I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Ooh, oh, wasting time looking for an easy thrill. For peace in every kind of hill. Marijuana didn't have it, cocaine can't do it, no. I've got peace for my mind. I want the whole world to know that he saved me, delivered me. Don't you know that Jesus has set me free? He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be right there wherever you're going through, 'cause he's up. In him you must confess.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Lifting. Well, I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, I am. So you think, been thinking that you're all alone. Satan's telling you give up. Feel like all hope is gone. The devil is a liar. This is what I have to say. Give your heart to Jesus. Jesus is the only way. He saved me, delivered me. And don't you know that Jesus has set me free? Now I leave you, I know for
thank you.
Praise God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you, you lift up Jesus, the Lord will bring you out, deliver you, set you free, make you brand new men, brand new women. Take away that old life. Make your life brand new. Praise God. It takes the power of God to change a person's life. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick up another broadcast. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word.
Yeah.
Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in their soul. Put that peace in their mind. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their body. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Let them prisoners know, Lord, that you come to save. You come to deliver. You come to set free. Lord, deliver and set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the law enforcement officers. Let them be good law enforcement officers. Lord, don't let them abuse their authority, but let them enforce the law. Amen. Let them, amen, do what they're supposed to do. Lord, and Lord, and cover them demons and devils in them people. They want to rebel against the law. Lord, bind them demons in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise his songs that God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a loving and merciful God. Yes, he is. Say, God is a kind God. Yes, he is. God is a savior, a healer, deliverer. Yes, he is. Whatever we need, God is that. And he will subdue, like Elohim was saying, he will do the impossible. Hallelujah. So you put your trust in him and believe that prayer that the Lord is able to work things out for you no matter what it is. And we write us and tell the Lord has blessed you through our ministry. And though behind prison bars, we praise God for you. Ella Holmes and I really do love you and care about your situation and what happens to you. Remember that God loves you and we do too.
Praise God. Pray for Savannah. I do ministry to go into the jails and prisons. We will pray for you. As soon as we get the green light, we'll be going back into the jails and prisons. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, love my beautiful pain, said Velvet saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.